Dari Washington DC, inilah VOA Executive Lounge.
VOA Executive Lounge masih bersama Fena dan Ari. Sekarang saatnya informasi dari dunia hiburan bersama Irfan Isa.
Setelah serial yang diangkat dari komik Marvel muncul di layanan streaming video Netflix seperti Daredevil dan Jessica Jones, kini hadir satu lagi manusia super dari universe yang sama, Luke Cage.
This place is my reputation, my legacy, my blood. And when the smoke clears, I promise you, I'm gonna be the king.
Tokoh Luke Cage sebenarnya sudah muncul juga di serial Jessica Jones. Namun baru sekarang, spin-off-nya diluncurkan. Yang berperan sebagai manusia dengan kekuatan super dan berkulit anti peluru ini adalah Mike Coulter. Berperan sebagai tokoh manusia super yang pertama kali diperkenalkan oleh Marvel Comics di tahun 1972, Mike Coulter mengatakan banyak penyesuaian karakter yang dilakukan Marvel sesuai dengan perubahan zaman, sehingga berbeda dengan Luke Cage pada versi komik yang asli.
At a glance, Luke Cage was this big, tough guy who, you know, was beating people up and saying these phrases that didn't seem reasonable to even, you know, mouth today, like, you know, sweet Christmas, sweet sister, and that was fine for its time in its inception, but it didn't make sense today. I mean, we needed a modern version of Luke Cage that was applicable, relatable, that people could connect with, and, you know, we're talking about 2000, you know, whatever we're in right now, Luke Cage is timeless. This is a post-Obama Luke Cage, a man who is in the presidency, in the time of a black president. He's also in the time of Black Lives Matter. He's also in the time of Harlem in a resurgence and a renaissance. And so he's a work in progress too.
Bukan hanya dari ucapan-ucapannya saja, tapi Luke Cage kali ini juga disesuaikan dengan kondisi yang ada sekarang, terutama dengan kondisi sosial yang dihadapi warga kulit hitam Amerika. Mengingat Luke Cage adalah manusia super berkulit hitam yang tinggal di lingkungan warga berkulit hitam, di mana seperti kondisi di Amerika saat ini, sedang terjadi beberapa insiden yang dikaitkan dengan perbedaan warna kulit, sehingga ada gerakan bernama Black Lives Matter. Eksekutif produser dan penulis naskah serial ini, Cheo Hodari Coker, mengatakan,
"The thing is, this show is getting a lot of press because people are saying it's the blackest thing Marvel's ever done. I think this is the opportunity to be inclusively black. And what I mean by that is that we are showing an unapologetically black hero in a black world in a way that brings people of all races and cultures into this world. And I think what they're going to find about this show is rather than it being political, which it is, I think they're going to be surprised by how much fun it is."
Cheo juga mengatakan tandanya Hollywood sudah menyadari pentingnya keragaman.
"Well, you know what it is I think Hollywood has finally realized, you know, black and brown equals green. People want to see different representations, and not just black people or brown people, white people. Everybody wants to see these diversity of stories and of images."
The shield of the king. Blood everywhere, none of it his. He had bullet holes in his shirt. How did he not get hit?
That shotgun blast alone should have killed you. You're amazing.
I don't want to be different than anybody else.
People need you.
Itulah informasi seputar serial terbaru dari Marvel, Luke Cage. Dari Washington DC, Irfan Isan, VOA.
VOA. Dari Washington DC, inilah VOA Executive Lounge.
Jangan lupa untuk terus mendengarkan VOA Executive Lounge.
Jangan lupa untuk melihat berita terbaru dari VOA Executive Lounge di Facebook kami, VOA Rantau, dan Twitter di @VOA Rantau, juga Instagram di VOA Rantau.
Baiklah, kami pamit dulu. Saya Fena Diliana Sari.
Dan saya Aryono Arifin mengucapkan terima kasih banyak untuk perhatian Anda. Sampai ketemu lagi di VOA Executive Lounge.
Success with you all the way.
Bye.